Didn't Christ say that when two or three are gathered in my name, that is in essence
two or three of his people, though, right?
No,
not Baptist, anybody, Methodist, anyone, Lutheran, anybody who are his. So are you saying, like, that Seventh-day Adventist that we're up on the stage there, are you saying that those are Christ?
If they've been saved and repented of their, if they've been saved and have repented of their sins, then
but
they are followers of Christ.
Can I help you?
If
you have to be
saved and have
you can't just be saved until you need it, right? You're not saved now. You're saved when you die, right? So you're not saved right now.
But I've repented of my sins. I love God.
Okay, so let's go over repentance. So you have the faith. You have the foundation of faith. Christ, his death, burial, resurrection, his shed blood for the remission of sins for those who will repent. And so you're talking about repentance. That's a turning of your mind and your ways to him, right?
Exactly.
Leaving an old world behind. So everything about you is new, right? And when God sees that willing heart, he's going to give you his Holy Spirit, right? And your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So if he puts the Holy Spirit within you, you're called born from above. So this is Satan's kingdom. You repent from Satan's kingdom and all the sins and the worldly things you used to do, and you're born into God's kingdom. And you come out from it. You don't love Satan's kingdom and everything in it that I was just sharing with you. And you follow the scriptures in holiness and obedience, right? Mm-hmm. And then you've got to keep doing that until the day you die. Because if you stop doing it and you turn away, you're going to die in your sins.
As long as you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior.
But we don't accept him. He has to accept us. We have to be eligible for that. And through that is the repentance and being born again. We can't accept him. And then we're supposed to produce fruits worthy of repentance, right? Mm-hmm. People here are not repenting. They're not producing fruits that are good and godly and holy according to the scriptures. I just shared a whole great big list of them. And on the back of that card, like, let me just throw another one at you. Christmas. It's pagan. It's a lie. If you love and practice one lie, what will happen? Same thing to, like, Ananias and Sapphira. What happened to them? Do you know in Acts 5?
Yes, they were killed for
after
false
grace.
Preaching.
Yep, after grace, right? 1 Corinthians 11, a lot of people don't know this either. It's in the chapter where the women are to cover their heads, 1 Corinthians 11. You know what God does to the people who take the Lord's Supper unworthily? They're sick and they're dying. This is after grace, right? So one thing, Revelation 22, 14 and 15, also in Revelation 21, it says those who love and practice even one unrepentant, willful sin are going to be left outside the gates of heaven. Christmas is one. Uncovered heads for women. You and I just went through some of that. If you're not biblically dressed, if you're loving this fleshly, worldly, carnal music, Romans 8 says you can't please God in the flesh. If you love television, sports, entertainment, politics, if you're not called out and separate and holy, you're going to be left outside the gates of heaven. That's why we're out here. So you're asking why we're here?
I didn't ask. I just asked if you wanted a bottle of water.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I was just trying to...
Well, that's okay. I talk to a whole lot of people, and so as I go through this, I forget what the first thing was, but that was very nice of you to offer the water.
So, well, you know, the most important message that we can spend in as Christians is that you are a beloved child of God, and God wants to have
a relationship. Not if you're in sin.
God wants to have a relationship.
See, that's a man-made philosophy. He doesn't want a relationship. This is a covenant, a blood covenant. He's God. And he shed his blood for us. Now we have to do our part in the covenant. And do you know Psalm 5:5 says God hates the wicked?
So,
he hates the wicked. Those who do workers, the workers of iniquity are not loved by God unless they repent and they get under the blood of Christ. See, the only way you get the love of God is through Christ and through the gospel like I was sharing with you. And you said you know what repentance was, but I see you haven't repented of more sins that I'm sharing with you. You're here. If you had repented of them and been digging in the scriptures, unless you're a new believer, you would see that this is not of God. This is worldly and carnal and fleshly, and it's even ecumenical. Everybody here claims a different kind of Jesus because there's the Catholic Jesus, the Seventh-day Adventist Jesus, the Baptist Jesus, the Anabaptist Jesus. There's only supposed to be one. Why does everybody here have a different one? We're all supposed to speak the same thing, be of one mind, be united. One body, one God, one Savior, one Word, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all supposed to be one, but there's a whole bunch of them here. We're here to represent the one true one, which means people are called out. You repent of this. And then if you're truly called out and set apart and holy, you'd be standing out here with a sign calling other people out before they lose their soul, like I am doing for you. And my husband's over there, and we're talking to people here hoping that you'll see the truth and repent and not love this life. You're supposed to love your life, not unto death. It means don't love it and hold on to this life. You need to lose it here in order to gain it in eternity. So that's why we're out here. So I encourage you, repent. On our card is that email. We have our website on there. We have a lot of teachings. We don't take anybody's money. We belong to the organization. We follow the scriptures alone. I used to be a Lutheran. He used to be evangelical of some sort. We left it all behind when we saw that the scriptures were not being taught in the buildings there, in any of these religious groups. They're teaching you what not to do. And the Bible says to do things that they're saying don't do. So it's the total opposite. Satan creates a total opposite of what God has.
Our pastor has attempted to ask you some questions several times.
I don't know who your pastor is.
Our pastor is, he's a bald guy.
Is he working up in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, my husband said to go ahead and email him because he wanted to be out here to be talking to people.
So does he, do you know that he has a doctorate in theology?
Well, that's a big problem because Luke 16:15, what man esteems, God abhors. So you're lifting up a doctorate in theology. Would who did Jesus pick to proclaim the truth?
I'm saying
lawyers.
If you want to talk to the Bible about somebody who knows it verse by verse,
well,
he would be
it's
a good
not necessarily that.
To
anybody
that.
Claiming Christ that claims to be born from above and been walking in the Spirit for more than a few years should be, or even the first year, should be able to have a conversation with us and go over the scriptures.
Yeah.
Most of the people I've run into here, they're claiming it 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Every one of them should be equipped by now to speak. See, that's another thing about man-made religion. You're referring to your pastor, which is okay, because you're a woman, and we can refer to a man and have him do the teachings, but it's you and I talking, and him, I think, if it's the same one, had already spoken to my husband, and he's already talked to him. But see, that's a mindset. You and I should be able to talk about the things of God together as godly women in what we can talk about, not going deep into doctrines because the men are to teach, but just what we've been talking about here, you and I can discuss. And we should be able to sit down in the scriptures and prove what each one of us is saying.
Well, and I understand that. I mean, I'm currently in the Book of Mark. I read the Bible every day. So.
Okay. So, are you a new believer?
No, I've been a believer all my life.
Okay, you realize you can't be a believer all your life? Remember, we just went through the gospel. You have to be born again, born from above, in order to be a believer. You can believe on Jesus, but you're not a believer and a follower until you're born and bought by his blood. Until you're born into the kingdom of God, and then you're walking in obedience. So what you had before was the belief in Christ, but you can't be a full, true, obedient believer until you're born from above. So how long has that been since you've been born again?
I've been
like many years.
Christ is for as long as I can remember.
Okay.
I mean, my grandfather was a pastor who worked on a Native American reservations throughout the United States.
Okay, but can I help you? He hasn't taught you very well because you're here, and I just listed a whole bunch of sins for you. And if you've been a believer, am I participating? No. I'm calling out here telling people churches lie. I'm not part of this. We go outside all kinds of worldly events, church events, and you know what? Want to know something? The people here hate the truth worse than the guy in the gutter, than the people at the hockey game, than the people at the Indy 500. The religious people hate the truth more than the worldly people. Why is that?
But
they got their own thing, and they don't want to hear the truth.
What I hear right there is the sin of pride.
What sin of pride? Give me a break. You're standing here without your head covered. That's pride. You're sitting here looking at all those people who got, like, expensive clothing and walking around with makeup and jewelry and the men in their skinny pants. You're not telling me that's pride. You hit on a good one. Pride is an abomination unto God. People like to look at the homosexuals and go, well, look at them. They stole the rainbow and they're calling it pride. Yeah, they did that. That's sin. But guess what? A woman who refuses to obey God, that's pride. You're an abomination right alongside the homosexuals. If I had pride, I would be right alongside them. Pride is the beginning of what all the sin was from. Look at Satan. He wanted to be like God.
Don't you think pride is judging everyone?
It's not what I think. It's what the scriptures say. So the Bible says, see, if you've been a believer all your life, you'd know this. The Bible says, judge the body. If you're claiming to be born again, and those many women that I talked to today claim to be born again, and maybe the rest of them here, I'm not going to speak for them. Whoever here is claiming to be born from above, I'm going to judge their fruit, because Paul told me to in the Bible. The Bible says, judge the body. You don't judge the world. You preach the gospel to them. But once you're claiming to be in the body, I'm to judge your fruit. You're to judge mine. I'm to rebuke you and correct you if you need it. You're to do it to me. But we're supposed to get the plank out of our eye first, right? My husband and I have done that. We've stripped everything down. And if somebody can tell us the sin that we have, then we'll repent of it. But that person needs to cleanse themselves, get themselves holy. See, what we get is a bunch of people saying, oh, you're full of pride. But you guys are all standing here, walking around in your pride, watching pride. You drove here to see pride. That's pride. All those other ladies I talked to, they said they admitted, yeah, that's pride up there on the stage. And you're telling me I'm prideful?
Is it pride or is it worship?
That's pride.
How is it not worship?
Okay, so if you think this is worship, now you're worshiping the Seventh-day Adventists, Roman Catholics, Baptists, Methodists, Anabaptists, all those different Jesuses I told you. Of all different Jesuses. Tell you what, my email's on that card. And are you married?
Yes, I am.
Is your husband a believer? Okay, so at this point, I think I pretty much covered every topic there is. We can turn it over to the men. My email, or our email is on there. If you have your husband, email my husband. And your pastor, too, if you want. It's on there. And our website is don'tperish.com. Let the men go together and reason, and us women will watch them divide the word deeper than where I've gone with you. And I've covered a lot with you. So hopefully you'll take this and go search the scriptures and repent and come out of the world. And follow after him in holiness and obedience. It was nice talking to you.